Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Kia ora Suri, how are you?
Morena Rachel, pretty well despite the rain, how are you?
It is a damp day today. I'm good. I'm excited to hear about this book. What are we talking about today?
Thanks. So today I'm reviewing The Hard Crowd by Rachel Kushner, and it's a collection of her best essays over the past 20 years.
Awesome.
Rachel Kushner is such an awesome author. She is, like we were saying before, very badass. The Mars Room, which was shortlisted for the Booker, was a look at women's prisons in San Francisco during the 80s, and about the punk movement in San Francisco in the 80s. But this, I think, is her first collection of nonfiction, and I love it. I think she should do more.
That's awesome.
All of the essays are really clever and really varied. So you'll get essays about, like, her talking about writing on a motorbike for the first time, and
cool.
Yeah, the thrill and the rush of doing something that felt like, you know, I guess in a really primal way, very sexy, but having to, like, not be outwardly sexy while she was doing it. And then she links it to, like, women on motorbikes in film. She's got essays about her working in, like, theatre when she was younger, that produced, like, lots of rock bands, and you get some, like, really juicy little snippets of, like, their behaviour in there, which is quite fun.
You said there was a great story about the Rolling Stones or something.
Oh, yeah. So apparently it's, like, a yearly thing for them to put on, like, drinks for all of the cast and crew and members involved in helping them. And
when you say it like that, it sounds really, like, polite. And it's a drinks, just a nice drinks with the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, just a nice, like, little chill evening.
I'm presuming that's not what the story is about.
No. The Stones are the bartenders, and by the sounds of it,
oh,
Keith
God.
Richards gets, like, more wasted than the patrons. It's a pretty fun read.
Excellent.
But then you also get, like, amazing political essays. There's one about prison abolition in America, and she's done interviews with really great authors who've already written about prison abolition, people like Miriam Kambe and Michelle Alexander. And she offers, I think, all of her writing is meant to be really accessible, even if they are really clever and reference lots of moments in history. And I think in this really neat way, she ties together why prison abolition reflects some of the more punitive and ugly parts of society, and just ends it with, like, a really, the prison industrial complex. And she ends it with, like, a really great note of, you know, why do we believe the solution to these problems is punishment, rather than some sort of, like, not just rehabilitation, but also, like, a change in our mind frame of thinking of being just less punitive to human beings who make mistakes.
Sounds like a fantastic essay. Would it be the kind of essay you'd maybe recommend to people who are trying to understand prison abolition, maybe? Or, like,
yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think it gives you, like, a really good history of the movement, but then also, yeah, just really simple terms that are easy to understand. And I think she also does so much, like, art and film criticism in there. There's, like, quite a brutal essay about Jeff Koons, which I loved.
Oh, I want to read that one.
Yeah.
Drag him.
I was very here for it. But even in those, like, art and film essays, it feels like she has at the back of her mind the entire time, like, the working class. And this whole book is really, like, a love letter to the working class and the normal person. I think for a book of essays, it really removes, like, the navel-gazing that I think is really popular in essays. I mean, I love a bit of navel-gazing. But
I mean, me too, but I know exactly what you mean. There's, like, a bit of a movement in this kind of, like, narrative essay sort of sphere at the moment where you feel like, okay, I've spent a long time in this person's brain, now I'd like a break.
Exactly, exactly. And I think it just, like, it's such a generous book to, like, the reader, where it, I think, rather than trying to make you come to it, it's like there to celebrate. Is I really, really appreciate that.
It's also got a very, very cool cover as well. She's like leaning on, I can't even tell what car that is from upside down, but some awesome as old American kind of like drag car.
Definitely in this like black mini skirt with like a mini dress.
Yeah, with the big red lipstick and like just looking like a badass, to be honest. So.
Definitely. And you can just see how much of a badass she is the entire time. She's like got such a specific understanding of like motorbike creation in like the 1970s in Italy, really niche. And then also like anti-fascist war films that came out of Italy at the same time. Just like a really fascinating scope of
this
stuff.
Sounds fantastic and like a good read as well. Rachel Kushner, what's the name of the book again?
The Hard Crowd.
The Hard Crowd. Thank you so much, sir. Is this one on the shelves now?
Yeah, it's on the shelves now. All good bookstores, and it's $37.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.
And now...